You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are here to chat about the new Maya Potter single, Adore. How are you doing, Maya?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And it's very cool to have you here on the show. For our listeners, do you think you could tell us just a little bit about yourself or what your music project is?
I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm 15 years old, and I've been doing music since before I could remember. Music is my life, and I make songs for me, for other people, and it's just what I love doing.
Cool, awesome. And it's pretty awesome to hear music from someone who's 15 as well. It means a lot to listeners of all ages to hear different varieties of voices and stuff. And we're really fortunate in Otipoti. We have a thing called Amped Music Project where people get to from high school get to start bands and do stuff. So we've had a few interviews with some younger musicians, which has been really exciting to hear stuff going on with I suppose the new generation and people who are. People who are excited about music and where and what got them interested and stuff. So I kind of would like to start with what has gotten you into music, where you tend to find music and what some of your inspirations have been along your musical journey. And I also do want to say you're wearing a Deftones shirt, which is great, so shout outs.
I'm very influenced by Jeff Buckley,
cool.
Elliot Smith, Adrian Lenker, kind of very similar artists to that, but my music taste is super big, but for my music, I'm really inspired by those artists and they mean the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
My musical journey, that's a hard one. I guess I released my first EP in 2023 and I was young then. I was 13, I think.
Yeah, wow.
And it was so fun. I was in the recording studio for 3 days and mm-hmm. It was just such a positive learning experience. And ever since that was released, I just knew that this is what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then last year I released my song Pretty Red Lines, which has over 40,000 streams now, I think.
Mm.
And I'm just over the moon. That blew up for me. And it was really a really good experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got my latest single, Adore, which I'm really proud of. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's super cool. I have had the privilege to give it a listen, and I'm very keen to chuck it on the radio in just a moment as well. It's pretty cool to get some music out and have a whole lot of listeners. I can imagine it might be from around the world, but also maybe from your local scene and stuff. How has that felt like it's affected you, writing music? Do you feel more confident or more inspired? Or has it been a nice reinforcement? Are you a celebrity at school now?
Not really, but my friends are super supportive. Cool. My family is super supportive. My music teacher, Esther, she's a legend for me. She's amazing, and I have a lot of good support, so it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And so how do you tend to go about writing tracks at the moment? You've got this new track that's come out, Adore. Maybe we could talk about that one, but also how you've gone about writing tracks in the past. Are you you're a lyrics person? Do you like writing the music first, or how do you tend to go about producing and writing the whole music piece?
I always start with my instrumentals first.
Mm-hmm.
I play around on the guitar, find out what sounds good, and then I kind of just hum along and find a melody.
Mm-hmm.
And then lyrics kind of just come to me, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Cool, awesome. And have you got some kind of lyrical themes that you tend to stick around or have been exploring recently and stuff like that?
Typically, especially with my song Pretty Red Lines, it was a lot about my struggles, mental struggles, and just a lot about mental health related. So was my newest single, Adore.
Mm-hmm.
And I write music and it feels good for myself to get my, it helped me express myself, but also for anyone listening to my songs, I want them to feel seen and heard as well. No one deserves to go through anything alone. And I write music, and I hope that helps other people as it helps me.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that you know, you can put yourself into music, and especially when it's stuff that's very personal, but you also kind of do it with the hope that like something deeply personal can actually just resonate with other people. And it's almost like that the more specific you are, the more people can like impose themselves and their own ideas and feelings onto those things. And I think obviously we've seen mental health in particular has been like a really big theme in music over the past like 10 or 15 years, especially more so since like, you know, the last century's kind of romance-y music 100% of the time. But do you feel like maybe the themes that you sing about and stuff around music, around mental health, is that something that you feel like people around your age group and your listenership tend to identify with, and something that people are often like reaching for and looking for in different ways in art around them?
Definitely. I think that my generation really connects with stuff like this. So, yeah.
I feel like it's kind of there's kind of this renewed interest in cutting through a lot of social barriers and boundaries that stop people from being able to express themselves. And it's really cool hearing more and more kind of young artists be able to talk about themes that they might identify with, or that previous generations might have actually been too afraid to, you know, look weak or something. But now people are like super empowered by that, which is really, really cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so do you see yourself like pursuing music with some of those kind of feelings in mind? Like, does it feel like an empowerment thing to you or to the people around you? Is that roughly like how does it feel empowering to do music like that for you and even for your listeners or your intentions?
I think that like my music makes me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as it empowers me, it should empower everyone else. Music is like the key to my peace, and I want others to feel that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love that. Key to your peace is great phrasing. I hope that's in a song already.
Maybe.
And so also about the sort of future of your music, where do you see yourself going with this project at the moment? Do you see it in like live iterations and in touring, or in like ambitious album projects, or in like sort of getting to hermit and create absolutely anything you want without any sort of intentions or limitations?
I obviously want to release more music as my journey goes, but I really want to start doing gigs and just get myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
In the music scene. And, you know, you never know what that turns into, so...
Yeah, and what kind of gigs have you managed to go to? Like, what's the scene or experience been like going to music in Tamaki for you?
I've been to a few gigs, but I go to quite, like, heavy
cool.
stuff.
Yeah.
So, in terms of my music, it'd be a bit different, but I would love to, like, open for someone or headline a show. I think that would be super awesome.
Yeah, I feel like there's always a space with kind of heavy artists to have, like, a cool opener that sort of, you know, like, very, very literally, like, opens up space by, like, creating sort of sparse music that I feel like sometimes you see really, really cool... heavy or aggressive bands or like intense bands, and they can often have like amazing openers, which I could totally see yourself doing something like that too. I thought we can also talk a little bit about this song in particular, Adore. Could you tell us a bit about maybe how you wrote this, or what this song's been about, or what it's been like for you?
My song Adore is about my like struggles, about my problems, about things mm-hmm. that have been going on with my life,
mm-hmm.
but it's not to the point where it's like so personalized that other people wouldn't understand what it means.
Yeah, cool.
I tie it in with like family issues
mm-hmm.
and again mental health struggles.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did differently in this song is I actually used a lot of major chords. So when you listen to it, it sounds really happy. But if you analyze the lyrics, it's not that happy. Yeah. So this song means a lot to me, and I really enjoyed the process of making it. I think it took me like 2 days to write. Mm-hmm. And yeah, yeah.
Cool, quick turnaround, good writing. And I also love that idea of your sort of happy major chords or something and being able to slide in a message that's a bit deeper than that, in and around that. Do you think you have any kind of last words or things you could share with us about your project? I mean, and maybe even like where to check you out, but also if you've got any other thoughts you want to throw into the world or to the people of the Otipoti Dunedin music scene, we'd also love to hear more from you. But yeah, any final words? Anything exciting going on? Any plans?
I'm hopefully going to be starting writing a new song soon, so that will be great. But I want everyone to feel seen, to be heard, and not to be alone in your struggles. And if you like my music, then listen to that. I'm on everything. I'm on Spotify, YouTube, whatever.
Cool.
So help a young artist out.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Maya. It's been real cool to have you on, and a lovely chat, and lovely to, it's been lovely for me to hear some of your music before this interview, but it will also be lovely for our audience to get to hear your new track, Adore, in just a moment's time. But thank you very much, and I can't wait to see more and more stuff from your career.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No worries. Awesome, that was Maya here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi, and now we're going to slide into one of their very cool new tunes, which we were just having a wee kōrero about, and that is called Adore. You can find it on all streaming platforms, and hopefully you, the listener, adore this track.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.